Happy Thursday, and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today is July 8th, 2021. I'm your host, Steven Weber, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about Assassin's Creed's live service future and EA rebranding its DICE LA studio. So let's get right into it. Our first news story of the day is that Ubisoft has confirmed work on a live service Assassin's Creed game. This comes from Joe Screbbles at IGN. Ubisoft is working on a new project, codenamed Assassin's Creed Infinity, which will reportedly be an online platform that would include multiple historical settings and evolve over time, not unlike the approaches taken by Fortnite and Grand Theft Auto Online. Bloomberg sources say that Infinity is designed to run for years and would include a number of settings rather than the single historical location the series is known for. The platform would seemingly encompass multiple different Assassin's Creed games, which might look and feel different, but they will all be connected. Bloomberg sources also say the project is years from release. Ubisoft confirmed the project's existence to Bloomberg, with a spokeswoman saying it wants to exceed the expectations of fans who have been asking for a more cohesive approach. No other reported details were confirmed. It would mark a huge change for the Assassin's Creed franchise, which has seen a new game almost every year since 2007. Bloomberg's report adds that that change has already caused some issues for Ubisoft developers, with some team members apparently unhappy with the scale of the project after working on huge games for many years. The report adds that Ubisoft Montreal and Ubisoft Quebec are being unified into a single team for Infinity, with Quebec leading the franchise. And in an update to the story, Ubisoft has formally announced that Assassin's Creed Infinity is in development, providing some extra details about the teams working on the project, although not confirming its structure or any gameplay details. In a joint statement from the managing directors of Ubisoft Quebec and Montreal, Nathalie Bouchard and Christophe Durand, the new development is introduced as an important upcoming early in development project codenamed Assassin's Creed Infinity. While no further details were revealed about what form Infinity will take, the language definitely appears to point to a project bigger than a single game. As reported by Bloomberg, the project will be worked on by a new cross-studio collaborative structure made up of the Montreal and Quebec teams. The creative leads at each studio will be Quebec's Jonathan Dumont from Assassin's Creed Syndicate and Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and Montreal's Clint Hawking from Far Cry 2, Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, and Watch Dogs Legion. Quote, rather than continuing to pass the baton from game to game, reads the statement, we profoundly believe this is an opportunity for one of Ubisoft's most beloved franchises to evolve in a more integrated and collaborative manner that's less centered on studios and more focused on talent and leadership, no matter where they are within Ubisoft. More details of both Infinity and Assassin's Creed Valhalla's second year of content are promised for a later date. This is going to be a huge shakeup for the Assassin's Creed franchise. We've never seen a single-player franchise like this, to my knowledge, on the size of Assassin's Creed try and take on live service. Typically, you have multiplayer elements in there, whether that's co-op or competitive, so people can show off their latest gear or their skins or talk to their friends, and that's what keeps them coming back with new content as well. But with single-player games, they've often just been supported with story expansions and whatnot, and then those games die out in favor of the newer version, especially in the case of Assassin's Creed. So I don't know if we're going to get a new Assassin's Creed title in the traditional model next year, or if they're just going to take a few years off until this is ready. It sounds like it's coming at 2023 at the earliest, but probably 2024 with the scale that they're talking about. But I'm interested to hear more in this massive change that they've got coming for the franchise. Our second news story of the day is that EA has officially rebranded DICE LA into Ripple Effect Studios. This comes from Kat Bailey at IGN. DICE LA is changing its name to Ripple Effect Studios, EA announced today, completing a rebranding that has been in the marketing for more than 1 year. It will be a new start for the former support studio as it sets out to develop a yet-to-be-announced project that will follow Battlefield 2042. It will remain under the oversight of Respawn Entertainment founder and group GM Vince Zampella, with Christian Grass continuing in his role as studio general manager. Ripple Effect's new name, which was chosen following a team vote, is the latest in a long legacy of rebrands dating back to the late 90s, when EA first acquired DreamWorks Interactive. DICE LA was founded in the wake of the closure of Danger Close Games, which in turn was a rebranded version of EA Los Angeles. Since opening its doors in 2013, DICE LA has mainly provided support for various iterations of Battlefield. At the moment, Ripple Effect is taking the lead on one of Battlefield 2042's new modes, which is set to be revealed at EA Play later this month. But behind the scenes, the studio is staffing up aggressively as it prepares to lead development of its own games. Grass has been involved with several of the studio's most recent iterations. He moved to Los Angeles in 2009 after 8 years with DICE, where he worked on the Medal of Honor reboot with Danger Close. Following Danger Close's closure in 2013, Grass transitioned to DICE LA, where he was eventually promoted to general manager in 2017. By Grass's own admission, DICE LA has been pretty anonymous since opening its doors. The rebrand is part of an effort to position Ripple Effect so that it can attract talented developers. Quote, we're coming out with our new social media and media presence. We're going to talk a lot more about who we are. We're growing, Grass tells IGN. We feel like we have a good culture. There's always room for improvement, of course, but we're going to continue to drive that. So in that sense, it's the next step on a journey, but sort of from an external point of view. It does feel like maybe a fresh start or a bigger start. Ripple Effect's rebranding has been in the works since at least January 2020 when Zampella, who has taken a larger hand in the EA's overall business since the success of Apex Legends, told the Los Angeles Times that the time had come to rethink DICE LA's role. Quote, "We want to give it a new image," Zampella said at the time. "We want people to say this is a destination you can go and make new content." The article goes on for quite a while to talk about different quotes from leadership and speculating into what type of game they might make. First-person shooter is high on that list since the talent at the studio has a lot of experience there. But EA is really lifting up the studio into Ripple Effect Studios now, and they're trying to set them up for success to making their own content. They've been a support studio for so long, and I'm sure there's a lot of talent there. There's a lot of talent in the leadership level, at least, and I'm sure that they're going to put out a great game in a few years when they're done working on Battlefield 2042. I'm excited to take a look at that as well. I believe there's an event later today at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, showing off the future of Apex Legends and Battlefield 2042, so we might get a little taste of that new mode there. So those are all the major news stories around video games for the morning of July 8th, 2021. If you like the show, please shoot us a review on your preferred podcasting platform and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a GlitchPoint podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.